pray together in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank the Lord for the opportunity, Lord, to meet around the table of thy dear Son, the one who said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We think of Spurgeon when he said that there was no place closer to heaven than at the Lord's table. And Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that it's here that we meet with the cross.
Amen.
And we pray, Lord, that you'll make the cross and the finished work of Calvary real to all our hearts.
Amen.
We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, just a few verses from the Old Testament and the Song of Solomon, if you would, please. Turning to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1. It's a song of songs because it's about the greatest of all themes. It's concerning love and the relationship of the bridegroom and the bride, and of course it speaks of the believer and the Lord Jesus. And we read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 1, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee." Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. And you'll notice there, in just in passing in verse 4, that the bride makes four great requests, each one of them beginning with the words, "We will." I want you to notice, first of all, the "we will" of her running. And she says, "We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers." She makes the request, "Draw me." The king answers that request. And she says, "We will run after thee." The "we will" of her running. And how important it is as believers that we run after Christ. Some people run after the church, run after the minister, run after some activity that they're involved in. But the Lord would say, "Run after me." Remember what he said to Peter, "What is that to thee? Follow thy me." And that's the secret of the Christian life, is to run after Christ, looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then, not only the "we will" of her running, but there's the "we will" of her rejoicing. And she says, "We will be glad and rejoice in thee." And if you're running after Christ and your eyes are upon him, you'll never be disappointed and you'll rejoice in him. And you know, the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And how important it is that even as we come to the table this morning, that we rejoice in the Lord and for what he did for us at the place called Calvary. And then notice the final "we will." Not only the "we will" of her running and the "we will" of her rejoicing, but the "we will" of her remembering. And she says, "We will remember thy love more than wine." We will remember thy love. And beloved, that's what the Lord's table is about this morning. We come to remember him who first loved us. We remember the one who loved us with an everlasting love, with a Calvary love, who emptied himself of all but love and bled and died for Adam's helpless race. May the Lord help us to focus upon Christ, and may we remember his love this morning more than any earthly joy. So we're going to ask one of the elders to lead us in thanksgiving for this bread that reminds us of the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ.